cutting edge game and tech updates right here on T-Tac.
Hello, Nation CFM here. Welcome back to the show. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. All right, this game is considered one of the high-profile games, but can be played on all types of PC, even if you have a wood PC. It's called Brawlhalla, spelled as B-R-A-W-L, Brawlhalla, H-A-L-L-A. Now, it does not require much specs on your PC, so the game is a 2D platform fighting game inspired by Super Smash Bros, because that's exactly how the mechanics are. Players get to play the game via local or online player mode. It's quite fun, you know, you just fight away with all your might. It's like those Naruto, Bleach game that you do versus each other. There are lots of characters and weapons customizations that you can do on your favorite characters, and it's a very chill game, but you can play anytime, anywhere you want. I just downloaded it on my PC yesterday and I played it. They have the latest edition character for SpongeBob SquarePants. Yes, you can use Sandy using the hit people, or you can use Patrick with the jellyfish net to hit people as well. Quite cool if you ask me, and I'd say that you guys, if you want something that your PC can stand, if you know that your PC can't play high-end games, this is something that you can go for, right? TFM.
Ooh, T-Tech is here.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. You're back with your boy CP here. Another great game that you can try out on your low-end PCs is Dwarf Fortress. Now, Dwarf Fortress is a construction and management simulation game where players get to control a group of dwarves, or rather a whole civilization of dwarves. And your only task is to make sure that they survive and prosper well. Yes, the graphics for the game reminds me of like a Minesweeper plus the earlier versions of Pokemon games. The game has two modes for players to play. Okay, one is the normal mode, where you just build a colony of your own and then you just manage them, make sure that they have enough food, they are warm enough, they don't die. And then the other one is the adventure mode, where you get to explore the world outside, discover abandoned colonies and settlements, and also fight enemies as well. I say it's pretty cool, and you can do this with any PCs that you have, right? So go check out Dwarf Fortress, CFM.
Welcome to T-Tac.
T-Tac and the Night Show on CFM. Hey, 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 TB here. One game that can run on almost all PCs that I want to recommend you guys, and you probably would be tired of hearing me say it, is League of Legends. Yes, one of my favorite games. The game has become one of the biggest multiplayer games in the world over the past decade, and with the recent addition of their mobile game, Wild Rift, the game is bigger than ever. They have not just being a game now anymore, right? They have Arcane the series, season 2 is coming. They've got mangas, the lore is interesting. So League does not require high specs or any high quality graphics for you to play. You can actually just tweak and adjust your desired graphic gameplays to suit your PC. I remember I started playing like on my old laptop 10 years ago, I must say, I think, like, okay, I forgot when was it, but it's almost a decade ago, and it was a wooden laptop, meaning that it's not that good. And then the graphics I have to use, I have to push all to the low. Low graphics, low resolution, everything low. But I still get the satisfaction of playing it. So you guys can do it on your wooden PC as well. Pretty sure it will be good. As long as you got stable internet connection, of course. TFM.